for weather watchers. After last week's rain, it's looking like we'll have a somewhat drier week coming up. There's still some rain in the forecast, especially Tuesday, but there's several sunny days coming our way. There'll be a definite chill in the air, with overnight temperatures getting close to OC. For the latest weather updates, check out the new West Weatherhood forecast on the Record's website. For City Council watchers, there's no open council meeting next week, but council is having a closed meeting on Monday at 9 a.m. The agenda that's posted on the city's website doesn't state what's being discussed at the in-camera meeting, but staff told the Record last week that council would be considering sign-off of the tentative contract with CUPE on October 23rd. For school board watchers, the new Westminster Board of Education is meeting on Tuesday, October 24th at 7 p.m., in person at the board office at 811 Ontario Street and online via Zoom. The meeting includes comment and question period from visitors, a 15-minute question period, reports from senior management, and consideration of reports from the Education Policy, Planning Committee and the Operations Policy, Planning Committee, including items related to the district's long-range facilities plan. At Tuesday's meeting, the board will officially provide notice under the School Act of the resignation of Trustee D. Beattie. For beer and comedy lovers, Life Sucks, Let's Tour, a comedy tour, featuring comedians Angie Street Mars, Ben Bayfield and Ite Cooperman, is coming to town for one night only. Enjoy a night of laughs, and beer, at the show that's taking place on Monday, October 23rd from 8 to 9:30 p.m. at another beer company, 30 Capilano Way, in the Braid Industrial Area. For folks who don't drink beer, the local craft brewery also serves up assorted non-alcoholic beverages. For everyone, community events. The second to last New West Farmers Market of the season is on Thursday, October 26th from 3 to 7 p.m. at Tipperary Park, 315 Queens Avenue. You'll find fresh produce, plant-based food, food trucks, artisans, prepared foods, alcohol, live music, and family-friendly activities. Halloween on the River is happening at Fraser River Discovery Center on Saturday, October 28th and Sunday, October 29th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Costumes welcome. Lots of fun activities are planned for the day, including costume selfie stations. Details, including costs, are on the FRDC website. It's at 788 Quayside Drive. For performance lovers, live music, theater and dance, The Impossible Has Already Happened, presented by Anvil Theatre, is a collaborative co-creation between Maskell Dance, Vancouver, and Footnote New Zealand Dance. It's on Friday, October 27th at 7:30 p.m. at Anvil Theatre, 777 Columbia Street. A synopsis of this show states, inspired by dialogue with climate scientists, activists, and knowledge keepers, the dance is full of stories for all ages. A fantastic cast of diverse Canadian and New Zealand artists bring laughter and momentum to the challenges of coming to terms with this new world. Tickets and info here. Dogman. The musical, what's billed as a hilarious production, based on the worldwide best-selling series from Dave Pilkey, the creator of Captain Underpants and Cat Kid Comic Club, comes to Massey Theatre, 735 8th Avenue. It's on Saturday, October 28th and Sunday, October 29th with two shows each day, 1 and 4 p.m. tickets on Massey Theatre's website. Do you have a new Westminster happening you'd like to share? Email Teresa McManus at tmcmanus@newwestrecord.ca.